This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky agriculture will be happy to put 2022 in the rearview mirror for many reasons, with anticipation for a better year in 2023. State Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says 2022 will be remembered as a year of natural disasters.
From a drought to now we're seeing now some forage shortages across the state. But then you got to add in the tornadoes, the floods in eastern Kentucky, pulling out of COVID as well. Two separate instances of high path avian influenza. And so our
Quarles says he has a number of priorities for 2023.
I have 1 year left in office, and it's been an honor a lifetime to serve as Commissioner of Agriculture for someone that grew up in a tobacco patch, and we still farm today. I want to make sure I leave the Department of Ag in as best shape as possible for whoever succeeds me, whoever's next.
He adds more help for the state veterinarian is critical.
Giving our office of state veterinarian the resources that Dr. Katie Flynn needs. That's one thing we learned throughout all these natural disasters is that we need a few more extra hands and some expertise. And so we're going to work on that with the General Assembly in 2023, in addition to our other priorities.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can-Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Kentucky gift cards are the perfect gift for everyone on your list. You choose the denomination, and they get to pick the destination. Who wouldn't love that? The Kentucky gift card is redeemable at all Kentucky State Park lodges, restaurants, golf courses, and gift shops. Simply call 502-892-3357 or visit parks.ky.gov and choose gift cards. The Kentucky gift card truly is the perfect gift for just about everybody on your list this Christmas.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says another priority will be reaching out to new members of the Kentucky General Assembly in January.
A lot of new state House members, a lot of new state senators, so we're going to spend a lot of time, actually before January, getting them to our office, explaining to them how the Department of Ag works, what functions we have. That way, when they go into session in January, back in February as well, that they know who we are. And we want to, and that's good for all agriculture, is that we want as many legislators as possible to just know who to call if they have a question.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts. Traveling the Bluegrass.